It's Tuesday, August 16th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Inflation slows, teens leave Facebook, and cyber M&A is down. What's it all mean? And worker insights point to a cultural solution. This is the Business of Tech. A potpourri of market data that I didn't want to let slip by. Last week, the Bureau of Labor Statistics announced that the Consumer Price Index rose 8.5% in the year through July, which was lower than the expectation of 8.7%. It's also significantly lower than the headline inflation rate following the 9.1% gain in the year through June. Gas prices, too, are dropping, as are energy prices broadly. Unrelated in new market data, a Pew Research Center study on teens, technology, and social media found that only 32% of teens aged 13 to 17 use Facebook at all. But in a previous survey from 2014 to 2015, that figure was 71%, beating out platforms like Instagram and Snapchat. 62% of teens use Instagram, up from 52% in the 2014-2015 survey. But TikTok, which wasn't even released at the time of the previous study, is now used by 67% of U.S. teens, and 95% of teens say they use YouTube. And my last bit, M&A activity in cybersecurity is down a bit in the first half of the year from a year ago, 148 deals versus 167 per Momentum Cyber. Funding is down too, a lot more. 241 VC deals versus 269 a year ago, and funding is down to $5.4 billion versus $6.8 billion. That's important because much of the M&A ahead will involve earlier stage security startups getting acquired by more prominent players, according to security-focused venture investors. This from Protocol. Why do we care? Each is a tidbit of insight to act on. First, the concern of the economy may be overblown and does make good headlines. Cautious optimism from me, perhaps? I noted the change in social media behavior as a messaging driver. If you're in digital advertising, and we all should be, these are shifts in digital marketing to note, and potential customers too. Now the big one, some shift in cybersecurity. Maybe a little less of a gold rush. For now, a data point to consider. Last week, I covered the remote work equilibrium. A few more data points today. First, Gallup's 2022 State of the Global Workplace report. Most workers globally, at 60%, say they're emotionally detached or not engaged at work. Meanwhile, 19% say they're miserable or actively disengaged. But two more quotes from the analyst. First, a manager's effect on a workplace is so significant that Gallup can predict 70% of the variance in team engagement just by getting to know the boss. And second, happier and more engaged workers can mean 23% higher profits. Next, CBRE's Spring 2022 Occupier Sentiment Survey. A little more than half of the companies listed plan to cut down on office space in the next 3 years because of remote work and space efficiency. Office occupancy floated around 44% over the past 4 months, according to Castle Systems' Workplace Occupancy Barometer, indicating that the office goers will continue to go to the office, and the people who haven't yet returned to the office probably never will. Finally, some research via Tech Native. First bit. Since the start of the pandemic, 62% of 18 to 25-year-olds have been promoted versus just 13% of 56-plus-year-olds. And second, 70% of Generation Z, between 18 and 25-year-old, believe that changing working circumstances have improved their personal connections with colleagues. In contrast, only 30% of baby boomers, 56-plus, can say the same. The focus of the article? Generational differences at play. Why do we care? I'm focusing on this idea of remote work equilibrium in my thinking, as the number of workers has stabilized, and so too has that occupancy data. Cliche, it's the new normal. Making it the time to figure out what that means, because those disconnection data points aren't great, And I posit it's due to the accidental cultural benefits of just putting people together in rooms. Remove that, and having a lousy boss becomes so much more apparent. And as we're noting, different age groups respond differently. Depending on the dataset I look into, I get different views. This dataset says it's good for younger employees, yet I've seen other sets that say the opposite. Yes, it isn't obvious, pointing entirely to the intentional creation of culture as a solution. Be intentional about your choices for your organization. Are you still relying on a frustrating patchwork of legacy solutions? Modernize your cybersecurity and data protection with Acronis CyberProtect Cloud. It's a single solution that combines backup, anti-malware, and endpoint protection management. As an MSP, you can easily improve client security posture, eliminate complexity, and generate more recurring revenue. Learn more about Acronis CyberProtect Cloud at acronis.com. Thanks for listening. Today is National Rum Day, as well as National Independent Worker Day. But I'm not sure it's National Independent Worker Day with rum. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.